It's Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. In Las Vegas tonight, the Democratic candidates for president gather for a debate intended to showcase their party's appeal to fast-growing Western communities. That includes the Spanish-speaking workers who make up much of the workforce in the region. It will also be an occasion for Hillary Clinton to take the stage after a faltering performance in the last Democratic debate. NPR's Juan Williams joins us now for a look ahead. Good morning, Juan.
Good morning, Renee.
Now, these two Democrats have been debating each other every couple of weeks or so for months now. Will being in Las Vegas make that much of a difference?
Well, the intensity picks up. Literally, there's more on the table for all the gamblers who are the Democratic contenders. You got 7 weeks now to Iowa. And so more than half of the voters in Iowa and New Hampshire indicate they haven't made up their mind. So it's likely that people are going to start paying attention. And so what you've got on the table here is a less traditional Democratic voting bloc, especially Hispanic voters, who make up about 24% of Nevada, who are going to be at the center of this debate. And I think you're going to see the candidates really vying for their attention. At the same time, it's an opportunity to appeal to what is the fastest growing union in the country, Service Workers Union. And the idea is to say to them, again, that jobs, immigration are key concerns for these Democratic contenders.
Now, there's been a lot of talk about the last Democratic debate in Philadelphia. And as I just mentioned, Hillary Clinton was considered less dominant than she had been in earlier events. Is the pressure pretty big on her tonight?
Well, I don't know about how big it is, but it's clear that, again, she will be the center of this debate because she is the front runner. But in polls, and some polls have indicated that she has had some slippage since the last debate, although she still has a comfortable lead. So now the question is, how does Hillary Clinton respond? Some people have said, and her husband, Bill Clinton, former president, said that really he thought the boys, this is his language, were ganging up on her. Her campaign has responded on websites talking about the piling on and raise questions about why other people haven't done some of the things that she's being called to do, release data, for example, why it hasn't Barack Obama, the senator from Illinois, released data about his time in the Illinois State Senate. So I think for her right now, the question is, how does she respond, and how does she respond in a way that doesn't make it out to be that she's playing the so-called gender card, that she's simply saying, gee, these men are all picking on me.
Well, not just your male rivals, but in that last debate, there was also featured a couple of TV news personalities who went after Clinton. Should we expect to see the same tonight from the CNN host?
Well, tonight, Wolf Blitzer is going to be the host, and there's going to be some comparison to Tim Russert of NBC and Meet the Press, because it was perceived that Russert was asking questions directed at Hillary Clinton as the front runner that in some ways put more pressure on her than any of the other candidates. I know that there has been questions raised about whether the Clinton campaign has already been sending messages to CNN and to Blitzer to say, you know, you have to be more impartial. So you can never tell how a set of questions will play in the hall until the actual event happens. But I think there is going to be more attention on exactly how that network and the host are handling Hillary Clinton.
Barack Obama got a lot of favorable media attention for his midnight speech, which he gave to thousands of activists in Iowa last weekend. Any chance that weekend momentum carries over to tonight?
Well, I think there has to be. Senator Obama was celebrated for a speech in which he was again going at the idea that Hillary Clinton is running what he called a textbook campaign. And if you really want change, you want someone who is not practicing, again, what he called politics as usual. And he went back to her vote authorizing the president to go to war in Iraq, about the questions about saying that the Iranian guard is a terrorist organization and therefore possibly offering a pretext for war in Iran. He was finding ways to go at her that worked before a large group at that Jefferson Jackson dinner in Iowa. The question is whether or not he can have the same impact when he's on stage in a debate setting. So far, he hasn't been able to do that, Renee.
Juan, just quickly, too late for the so-called second-tier candidates to break out?
Not quite. I think you're going to see more from Chris Dodd. I think Bill Richardson, obviously, before a larger Hispanic audience, is going to have more of an impact in these debates. So look for them, especially Richardson, to play a larger role.
Thanks, Juan. NPR News analyst Juan Williams.